What is this shift?
Here we are.
Here we are.
Dun
Okay.
dun 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 dun.
The Three Musketeers.
With Superman music.
Is that Superman?
Or Star Wars.
Oh yeah.
They're similar.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Ready, set, go.
Where does it
Deep
go?
breath. Welcome to Shift Hit the Fan.
Shifted the fan.
The fans
The
have been
fan.
shifted.
Dun, dun,
I
dun.
need a little
Welcome, everybody.
welcome, welcome.
Yeah, that's all we're gonna
Welcome,
do.
one and
The
all.
whole call is welcome
Whole
music.
column. There's
Let's
nothing
do
else to do.
it. Yeah, just welcome all
Welcome.
day long.
Welcome you into our space, the space of our heart, space of our circle.
Yeah. Well, and it's sort of aligned with the cards too. It's a it we have entered this new, it's like official now, right? In the US.
Oh,
This
yeah.
new space that we're navigating for the next 4 years. A lot of uncertainty right now. And so we've each pulled a card again. From the tarot. I'm using the Twitchy Witch Marseille Mar Smith deck. Elias is using the Gentle Tarot.
The Gentle Tarot.
And Solma is using
The Mythic
the
Tarot.
Mythic Tarot. And here's what we got:
Bar.
the Five of Cups, Death, and the Ten of Cups. Not in that order.
Right.
Well, I
We
guess they could be in any order because they're all going to kind of speak to each other. I think they were all perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to start? Ready, set, go. Not it.
I'll go. I'll go because
Hold
we had already made
Yours
one connection that I
first.
followed. So if we're gonna do it another way, that'll be somebody else. But looking at the death card, and I wasn't attributing it to the fourth year, 4 years coming. Anyway, that wasn't in my mind whenever I drew it. That's all I'll say. But I do see how it applies. And okay, so l looking at the openness not expected from death, facing the people are possibly begging for their lives, but they're coming bearing gifts, each one of them. And at first, he looks accepting, but he could be overcoming. And I say he. Because the body stance or structure reminds me of masculine. However, there are also the feminine aspects of the curvy waves of the cape swirling over, and just several. Even the part in his head is got that curve, and the ornament on his hood, and the big trenza, the big braid coming over is samurai-ish as well as the eyes. So there's a lot of that contrast. Oh yeah, and Elias, you spoke to a little bit of contrast there that's important. If you want. Yeah, I'll just say then. There's a contrast in between the water flowing, which is blue, of the earth that they're on is barren. And yet those prolific hills are in the background, nice and green with the sunshine. So all that is, pretty hopeful. But behind them, and yet they look like burning hills as well, like California. So it's appropriate for this time, not just personally, but in the world, not just locally, but politically. Yeah. Okay.
What I was we were also pointing out the sunrise in the background, that kind of reminds us of the California burning.
Yeah.
It's new leadership. People are coming to offer their gifts. They're coming bearing themselves. Mother, father, child, maybe in this. It's almost like the child is offering their innocence, the mother's offering her crown, her thoughts. The father is offering his gift. We're not sure what it is.
I think it's bread, sustenance.
Red.
Okay.
That's more grounded. Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to see from the image, but
Could be a rock.
yeah, it could be a rock, it could be a shell, it could be bread. But they're all offering something. And the death is wearing a mask. It's a silver mask with my haircut. It's got like this patch of hair in the front, looks like. It's like they're offering this gift so that they can cross over into what looks like newness, crossing the very small stream into what's life, into the unknown, into what may be promised for some. Then, my card, which is wearing the same cloak, it looks like, he's looking down maybe at the gifts that they've left behind. They're all just sitting there. He's alone. The people have must have gone off, because these two cups are still standing and ready to receive something. So they've gone off into their promised land, into their uncertain, unknown, exciting future that we don't know what it holds. But it's empty, so there's still that opportunity to create. If we can maintain our old ways, I mean, maintain our new ways, and re truly leave behind the old, the whatever we were offering. Let's say we're offering our fears, our mentality, our things that we thought we were able to create before, with different situations going on. Now we have a new set of rules, so we've got to let all of that stuff go and offer it up to death, to let it die, so we can create from nothing newly. And then that's where Elias's card comes in. Ta-da.
What I really appreciate with these kind of the story that I get from these three cards and the order that I kind of get it in, I think we kind of seen it in this order, is this Five of Cups, the Death, and then the Ten of Cups. And the way that I see the Five of Cups is he's looking at this effort that he's put into these empty cups. He's halfway through his journey, and these empty cups that have spilled over, and questioning, what do I do now? Where do I go? And then I see this transition into Well, it's time to transition. It's time for a death. But death also requires a sacrifice. And in our physical life, that's our physical body. And I think in these transitions, a lot of times death is something that's precious to us. And it feels like something is dying within us. Even if that transition is a good thing, we're feeling like we're leaving some part of us behind. So the flower, innocence, the crown, the things that we control, whatever these aspects of our lives that we use to define ourselves, we're leaving those behind because those are in the barren wasteland. That's where there's nothing there to live. And then we're able to transition into this new life where it could be scary. It could be in a place where we don't know what's going on. We're in the unknown, but there is new hope. And I think in the unknown is that ability to experience new things, bring new perspective in. And then I love this Ten of Cups where it is the cups are feeding into each other, and you have these two quail that are nurturing each other and nurturing these eggs that they've laid. And these eggs have some beautiful coloration to them, kind of symbolizing the uniqueness that is uniqueness of identity in some ways. And the uniqueness, I think of the identity of the seeds that we're planting. A while ago, we had a manifestation, a meditation type. We were talking, and the way that it came out was that when we had these seeds that were manifesting in life, we are allowing those seeds to grow and to be the to have their own life, to have their freedom to grow in the way that they need to grow. And I think that these colors kind of highlight that each egg, each seed, each manifestation that we have in our life is going to be a unique life unto itself. And it's our job to just nurture that. As we transition into these new phases, these new points of life, we just get to nurture the things that are happening, the magic that's working around us. And as we, ex I don't know, it's for me, it's almost like as we accept this life and accept these moments that we have, accept the death, accept the transition. Except these moments of confusion, the cups just keep pouring into each other, and it's this life ever flowing.
Did you say those are quail?
To
Oh,
me, they
sorry.
look like quail or pheasant of some sort.
Because I was literally just saying that the death looks like it's got a quail little feather.
Oh, there you
That's
go.
right. I do remember
There's
you
another
saying that.
connection.
You know, I also saw in this, and it was while you were talking, Aida, that. But similarly with you, Elias, there are it's also representation of like hell and heaven, as far as like, you know, the barren and the abundance of the just fertile hills. And I guess that is that space where I'd mentioned that it's like begging for life. You know, and you, the way you talked about bringing the gifts, and I got it that they were holding on, you know, to that part of themselves, and then it's representing detachment. Yeah, detachment as well, and what it takes to get to heaven, so to speak. Yeah.
I think that I've had this topic of attachment going through my mind lately. And And as I've thought about being detached from these various things in life, I've felt like, well, if I'm not attached to it, where's my passion? Like, what really drives me to go forward in like a manifestation or the work that I want to do or the things that interest me? And in something that I'm still kind of playing with, but there's a peace that comes with detachment, just to know that nothing is, for me, there's that peace that comes to know that there's nothing that is permanent, that everything is changing, that everything is flowing. And even though things feel so physical and so tangible in our life, even the conceptual pieces, none of it's permanent. It's always going to change. It's always going to come in and out and fluctuate and evolve in some way. And so that detachment helps to just say, all right, we're transitioning into the next phase. We're transitioning from this state of being to another. But then what drives our passion? And I think it's just, for me, it's been this view of just curiosity. As I've found an ease in my life, life just keeps going. Like, life just keeps taking care of me. And it's just, how do I want to interact with it? How do I want to play with what's happening right here now? And sometimes that experience is like really exciting, and I am into that experience and I'm passionate about it. And then sometimes it's just very chill and relaxed, or sometimes it's, very emotional and in a negative way, or like a negative type emotional feeling. But I think all of it is just that remembrance that it's always going to change and always going to flow. And I love this Ten of Cups, because these two quail or pheasants are taking care of each other and nurturing each other. And it's that thought of life is nurturing us. We are the eggs that
Yes.
we get to experience and be unique and live and grow, and we're nurtured by life just by having a physical body, even if that physical experience is in a huge way, it could be a very, very much a life of suffering. But sometimes that sensation is the abundance in and of itself, that experience.
Even the quails of that card, they seem almost oversized, and then those cups are in the kind of like in the background. And so it's like the focus to what you called nurturing. And I woke up with nurturing this morning, looking at the ways that we nurture ourselves, the way that we nurture each other, our friendships, whatever it is, but it is our life. It is nurturing our lives. And the acceptance of it that you spoke of also is ex accepting the detachment, which is kind of what you just said as well. And it's all that fluctuation that represents, well, that's what makes it live. That's what makes it alive. And then the curiosity that you mentioned is also like fertile ground, ooh, which I already said in the card, for listening for what's calling you. And as you're playing, that's what the discovery is. What is calling you now? And it might be different tomorrow, often it's related. And it gets to unfold. Yeah.
I was thinking of like with the birds, how like there's a lot of eggs in there,
Yeah.
right? So it's like that one child became many, And it said also that we are our own mother and father. Like if we're looking at the self and nurturing the self and being new and being responsible for ourselves in how we step into this new phase, that we're, walking into, and how we're gonna tend to ourselves and nurture our own nervous systems, take care of ourselves so that we're contributing something new that's gonna bring the collective up. What we're being shown with the mother and or the parents, because you can't tell what they are in that image, the birds. They both look very similar, and usually with birds, one of them looks a lot more fancy. But those, so they're parents and they're very nurturing. I think that's the point. But there's a lot that you can offer right now in offering that old stuff to death, the old ways. So there's an opportunity to bring in something amazing and a lot of yourself, as long as you keep taking care of that nervous system and not being distracted by all the stuff that they want you to be distracted by. And, just keep feeding yourself, nurturing yourself, keep giving life to that newness, so that we do contribute to the raising of the collective consciousness.
And you just gave me that part about not just being present to the newness, but also giving life to what has already been there and given, because it's time to give that as well. Now, it can be, all encompassed in one, but in my case, it's like really being appreciative of all the tools that I have and how. Do I get it out there? How am I actually sharing it? Like, not just speaking it, but and not just working on someone, but just like, how big can it be? How limitless can it be? Because it already has a depth that's anchored in, that's been there. And from that comes the biggest opportunity of once it's shared to the multitudes, not just me, everyone.
There's a theme that was coming up for me in this idea of detachment. And for me, I was thinking about detachment of like cutting the cords, being like unattached. But I think when we are attached, or I think maybe perhaps it's something that we're grasping onto, we're trying to hold on to a concept and define our life and ourselves through something that's outside of us, or even just a conceptual, something that is not truly us. And there's part of me that wanted to say that there's this middle ground of being connected to everything that's around us. So being connected to our children, to the things that we're nurturing, the being connected to these seeds of manifestation. In a way that, yes, it's affecting us, it's affecting our bodies, our emotions, and who we are. But at the same time, we're not trying to control those things. And we're still allowing our own choice to govern itself. And I think that's, for me, there was a beauty in seeing it that way, of being connected and allowing everything to flow. But also not controlling life around us, allowing life to have its own freedom of agency and its own ability to choose how it's going to flow for itself.
You said that right at 11:11. Nice.
I jumped on here at 1:11.
Woo! There you go. We're aligned. The planets are aligned as of yesterday or whenever day. Yeah. And yeah, that's for that instant manifestation. And you just gave a big piece of that. The alignment, the detachment, the allowing. Allowing is a big deal for me. And the willing to allow, that can be missed. But the willingness is also a big thing. Be and for me, I guess, because I spent a long time resisting. So willing has to be in there at some point when there's been so much resistance. The willingness to allow. Yeah.
A big theme that's been coming up for me recently is this idea of consistency. And for me, I was questioning how can I be consistent in life when everything is changing so much? And when my own opinions change and my own values change and my the way I see things change. And I think the way that my friend described it recently was, you just keep showing up. You keep living your life. And if anything, be consistent with the things that are truly valuable to you in this very moment. You know, there's the past and there's the future, but really there's all of that is contained right here in this moment. We're creating the future and the past has created this moment. And so what are we really consistent in is just this moment. What do we want to decide to do in this moment? Are we allowing ourselves to have that choice? Are we giving ourselves the awareness of what's happening? And have allowing ourselves to choose with that awareness. And I think that's the beauty of you have the Five of Cups where they're the cups are empty, or having that decision of do we keep going or do we stay where we are now? And then death, can we choose that death? Can we choose to give up something that's precious to transition into the next life or the next phase or next whatever? And then can we just keep showing up? And that showing up is that nurturing of the seeds that we've planted, the desires that are in our heart. And not even that those desires need to be the same 30 seconds from now. They can change. But can we show up with our full self and allowing ourselves to express and feel and experience?
It's funny, my thought when you said be consistent, I was like, no, don't be consistent. Because the I said this yesterday to my friend. I got a little echo, don't I?
You just did. It got in the way of consistent. It was inconsistent.
Told ya.
Right?
I said
You
this to my
warned us.
friend that sometimes people have to go through a period of thinking they need to fix something to realize that there was never anything to fix. You got to go through the process. You got to let yourself be human. You got to let yourself mess up sometimes. Let yourself be messy. Let yourself experience things. Because that is like you pointed to this earlier, Elias. That's what's going to contribute to your growth is that the pressure, the conflict, the whatever it is that we're. Did you say it earlier? Or am I imagining things? I'm bringing in conversations from
Well,
other days
I
now.
know. Just now, it made me think of this as forgiveness. Like there's the acceptance, but there's also like, please forgive me. But it's like forgiveness of self to move on, to then move beyond it, getting that there was nothing to fix. So forgive me for that, and forgive me. Let's move on. And that moment becomes that awareness of the of what is calling you. If that wasn't it, it's a, more of an open space.
Forgive me for thinking I was wrong, like my mustache.
That's a big one.
It
An
makes
acceptance mustache.
No, I was thinking of the hands that I said were new when I looked at him.
That's right. Yep.
Getting to say that, to me that looked like, look at the
New
newness in these hands,
hands.
like whatever you're offering into these hands, it's going to be made new.
Yeah.
Going to transform.
Oh.
Getting to the beauty of it, of life. The consistency also that you were speaking of reminded me of just doing the things that matter to you every day is a structure. And that structure provides that consistency. Look at me finally talking about structure and what it could even possibly be, not knowing, before. And so that base then really connects you to you in that wholeness. So it is your integrity moment to moment. When you change your mind from there, it's your integrity. And I look at that, like even making a plan for the day of what three things am I going to accomplish? And when I look at it halfway through the day and I'm like, well, that's not it. So then I get to go look again, but that keeps it in that place of integrity, of consistency.
Because it's all about that base, about that base.
That's right. That's right. That's what they meant.
Say that base, yeah.
I love that thought of choice is a structure, and
Yeah.
I think this body is kind of the structure that allows us to hold that choice.
Yeah.
Our body is kind of the structure, but even in structure, you need a flexibility, you need a movement to be able to keep that and that and the integrity of the structure. So there needs to be that ability to flex and move and evolve with
Yes. She's evolving before us.
Yeah, I love that. That choice itself is integrity, and even those things that move have their own integrity. The gases, liquids, they have their own, I don't know, method of holding some sort of integrity, even if it's just at an atomic level.
And even the moment you said structure, I heard tools. And then I went, okay, well, I always accepted tools. I just didn't consider them as structure. And yet they are. So whether I thought that I could have structure in my life or not, I did. And that's the other place to look. Every time now that I think I don't have something or I wish I had something, I go, where do I have that now? Because I do. Someplace. And then that's a point of creation as well. To what level do you want? Obviously, this isn't it now. Now, what is there to create? Now, what are you willing to ask for? Now, what are you willing to allow to come to you? Now, what are you willing to allow to manifest as you already having it?
As Avra's over there manifesting.
trying to remind my body that we do love movement because it did not like that flexing. Woo! It went numb. My heart's hurting. Remember? Remember, we love movement. Remember running?
Yeah, remember? Right.
Remember soccer? Remember?
No,
Remember
not that kind of
playing with Bruce Lee? Remember
remember.
that?
Remember ballet?
Yeah.
Something gentle? Remember breathing?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I believe that is our shift for you. Choose your shift as you wish. It is your
Yes.
body, your life. We
Your
will
body,
not
my
make the decision
choice.
for you. But we love that you have this experience of life, however you are experiencing it.
Might as well love it.
We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to our party.
Thank you.
And
Works, works.
all the love, all of it. Hugs for
All of
this
it,
year.
all of it.
Holding you
Yeah.
all year.
Oh, look at you getting the hearts.
Finally, those.
Let the shift hit the fan, let the shift hit the fan.